Any question? Any question for those who are listening? You are confused? So far.
Praise the Lord. So my question is this. By this teaching, we are meant to understand that the reason why God created the sexual part is for reproduction. But my question is this. Does married men and women have sex for pleasure?
Sure. We didn't know it is serpent that taught us. Next person, please. You don't know, brother? You don't know anything they call family planning? Oh, you are not married yet. God bless you. You will know. Yes?
Hello, sir. Please, you said something that when God created Adam, he said Satan was on earth here. And you also said that when in the garden, God was there, Satan was there, the serpent was there, and Eve. Where the serpent was drawing inspiration from Satan. So that's where I don't understand, because he said he was down before.
I said down, he was on earth now.
On earth, yes. It's,
Garden of Eden is not in heaven, no. It's on earth here.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh. What's your question?
So
said they were there. Even as we are here now, Satan is here.
Yes.
Anytime God is having meeting with his children, what the matter of Ahab, what the matter of Job, he comes there now. Because he has no address to and fro. So he was there. He was hearing what was going on. He was seeing what was going on.
Okay.
Yes, sister?
Praise God. Please, so I didn't get the seed of the serpent.
The seed
of the serpent.
I said, there are two seeds of the serpent. There are two seeds of the serpent. The first one we see is Cain. Why did they run away from me? Which seed are you? There is the seed of the of the serpent, the one he planted in the womb. How do I confirm that? The parable Jesus Christ gave in Matthew chapter 13 of the wheat and tares. The good seed was planted. But while men slept, the enemy went to the same farm and planted his own seed also. That farm is the womb of Eve. And with time, two children grew up. And we will prove that also in our next message. So, physically, there is the physical serpent seed from the union between the serpent and the Eve, which is the Cain. But that chapter 3 verse 15, which is the seed of the serpent referred to there, is the Antichrist, which we shall come to it next week. It's the Antichrist. And the seed of the woman is Christ, as Apostle Paul let us understand. I hope that is clear.
Yes, but sir, another question I have is that you say that Adam knew what was going on because he knew what God said concerning the fruit, the good and evil. That he ate it because the wife convinced him. And you say that Adam accepted to eat it because he loved the wife. If he did love the wife and eat the fruit because he loved the wife, why then did when God asked them, he was now telling God that the woman you gave me, why didn't he take the blame on himself? He started referring to the woman again.
And that's the source now. That was what happened now. That was what happened. And remember, can we read Deuteronomy chapter 24? Deuteronomy chapter 24. There's another law there that Adam was supposed to know, but he overlooked, like God also overlooks. Verse 1. Deuteronomy 24. When a man has taken a wife and married her, And it comes to pass that she find no favor in his eyes because he has found some uncleanness in her. Then let him write her a bill of divorcement and give it in her hand and send her out of his house. Verse 2. And when she is departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hates her and write her a bill of divorcement, the second one again, that woman must be very bad. And give it in her hand and send her out of his house. Or if the latter husband dies, even if he's dead, he died. He didn't send her, but he died. We took her to be his wife. Verse 4. The first husband, her former husband, we sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife. After that, she is defiled. For that is abomination before the Lord. And thou shalt not cause the land to sin, with the Lord thy God, giving thee for an inheritance. So he knew that the woman had slept with another man. He was not supposed to take her back. But he took her because he loved her. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You have to. There is a tribe in Nigeria that if you are married, the wife goes to sleep with another man and comes back to her husband, and the husband sleeps with her, the husband will die. So that you will understand. Amen. And that is why Adam died. He died. That day, Adam died. If he did not hearken to her, he would have been alive. Only the woman would die. But he identified with her and died. That is what Christ, he also identified with his wife, the church, and died so that he can be among the first to resurrect and then give us life. We resurrected also with him. Church, clap your hand for that Jesus. For that Jesus. Yes?
Praise the Lord, sir. Sir, the woman have actually asked what I'm supposed to ask.
Ask the one.
Now, John 8:44. Jesus said, ye of your father the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. Today teaching, you let us to know that Cain is not the seed or seed of the serpent. But the woman actually have asked the question. But I want you to throw more light. Who is that? Jesus said, ye of your father the devil. Who is he referring to? It's not Cain.
He is referring to Cain because he's the father of lies. He was a liar from the beginning. He was also a murderer from the beginning. So he also has his seed, and it is through him that seed of the serpent, the Antichrist, eventually manifests fully to fight that woman. They are all the Canaanite line. It's the same spirit that anointed. He said they are of their father, the devil, and his works ye shall do. We will come back to that scripture when we'll be going further.
Second one, sir.
Yes.
Where was God when he was creating heaven and earth?
You will ask him. Next question. Yes?
Praise the Lord. Yeah, my question is still concerning Adam and Eve.
Yes?
Today, we know that Adams has multiplied.
I didn't want to digress. That's why. That has nothing to do with my teaching today. I want to make sure I didn't confuse anybody in my teaching. Go ahead.
Just as Eve has also multiplied. So in life of a Christian,
start the question again. You say?
I say my question still goes back to the Adam and Eve.
Yes.
So today we know that Adam has multiplied, Eve also has multiplied in the Christian world, in each family, or at least My question is in the area, how do a Christian is supposed to handle sin the moment it's indicated in their life or something like that?
How?
Because how does
it's very simple. Come to me. Go to Jesus. He came to his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he what?
Power.
Power to become what? The sons of God. The power to become a son of God is the power that of transformation that transforms a sinner to a saint. And it comes by the working of the power that dwells in us, according to Apostle Paul, and that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Go get the Holy Ghost. That is the power that conquers. God bless you.
Yeah.
Yes, quickly. Next person. The last two people, please.
Thank you very much, sir. Until now, I have believed, or were made to believe, that blood...
Okay, can I read this? What is the meaning of Job 31, 33, with respect to Adam's transgression, where he said, if I had my transgression in my bosom like Adam had, he committed sin. Did he not go to hide? When God came, did he have any confidence again to meet with God? So, instead of him to own up, he was hiding. That's what Job is referring to. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Now, we're made to believe that blood was involved in the falling of man. True text. That was one of the reasons why Jesus Christ had to even die by shedding his blood, and was even had to be born through the virgin birth. But through today's teaching, you are making us to believe that they were already sinners, that sexual act was as a result of the sin they have committed. So I want to know the relationship between the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Even David has said, in iniquity was my mother conceived me. We were made to believe before now that our nature was perverted. That there was, in Genesis chapter 6, that the daughters of men and the sons of God intermarried. There has always been blood of a thing. But now,
Can I ask you? Is the sperm of a man blood?
Blood is in... It cannot be formed without blood, sir. It can't be formed without blood.
I'm learning something from you. I didn't see blood in sperm. It's a different composition. It is not the sperm. The sperm there is a seed. It's a seed. It is only when it gets there that what we give it life comes from the woman, which is the blood. It is not because blood was involved. That's why blood was shed. Listen, church. This is the reason blood was shed. Listen. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Did you notice that when they found out that they were naked, what did they use to cover themselves? What did they use to cover themselves?
Leaves.
Leaves. How long will that cover last?
It's temporary.
It's
a temporary thing. It won't last for long.
Therefore, another prophecy was ignited. God went and took an animal and killed it. And took a more lasting cover. For you to get a good cover, life must be involved. There has to be an innocent animal that will die. For it is the law of redemption. Without the shedding of blood,
there is no remission.
It's not about the blood. It's about the life that is taken to be able to produce another life. One life is sacrificed so that another life may have life.
That's right, sir.
Therefore, the reason Jesus Christ was killed because Hebrew chapter 10 verse 1, 2, 3, 4. Read it. For the law having a shadow, it is the same thing before I come to that. It's the same reason. Hallelujah. The cover there is the cover of sin. That's what it is speaking of. You took leaves to cover your sin. No. Plant, leaves cannot cover our sins. Life must go. Then, that is why in the law, he made the sacrificial lamb. He made the Passover lamb to cover their sin. He was speaking of a perfect sacrifice that will come. That's why he said the law was a shadow. Can we read it? Was a shadow of good things to come. And not the very image of the things. He said, it can never, with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, continually make the commas thereunto perfect. It can't. For then will they need have ceased. Will they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sins. Verse 3. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. Why? For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. It is not possible. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world through the virgin birth, he said, sacrifice and offerings, thou willest not. No need for that. But a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure, God. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above, when he said sacrifices and offering and burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou willest not. Neither has pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said I, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Hallelujah. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that you'll understand. Amen. He took an animal. But there is something about that animal. There's nothing in taking away the life of an animal that will affect the conscience of the believer. Blood is the price for redemption. Therefore, he needed a perfect one. Those animals only atoned for their sins, covered their sins. But it did not affect their nature. But there's something about this perfect sacrifice. Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. This one now, it is not only covered, it is remitted. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
It is washed away. Hallelujah. If a man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Hallelujah. That is why you must be born again. And you are only born again by receiving that seed of the word of God. It is another seed. It is not about blood. It is about the word you receive. Praise God.
Thank you, sir. I just need a clarification on this. How is the nation of man perverted?
How?
The nation of man. I was say perverted.
It is in Genesis chapter 6, our next message. We'll continue, our continuation.
All right, thank you very much.
Yes. The last person.
Shalom, sir.
On the screen, what is the normal way for Adam to produce his kind if he did not listen to the serpent? he will have known. The same way animals know, that is how man will know. If God put it there, amen. How did you know that? How did man know that if you drink water, it will quench thirst? One day you will know. One day, they will know. Play, something will happen. Yes?
Shalom, Daddy. Daddy, you started with Second Timothy, when you started, 2 Timothy 2:20, about the vessel of honor and vessel of dishonor. And you also said that God had a script in his mind when he started the formation. Now, my question is about the vessel. Now, was Satan, that is the serpent, because when you go to Genesis 2:3, starting from 1, we are meant to know that the serpent was subtle. Now, you mentioned some characters, the Satan, the serpent, and Adam, and God, and Eve. Now, sir, my question is this. Was serpent subjected, because we are meant to know that it was one of the beasts of the field. Was this subjected by God so that Satan can have his way, so that God can accomplish his mission?
Of course. When God wants to fulfill his agenda, he knows the best materials to use. When it was time for the betrayal of Jesus, he knew he can't use Peter, it will not work. He has to use somebody who likes money well. So if he's going to use one of the animals, you will have to use an animal that is close to the family. So serpent, and close in intelligence and everything. So he was best qualified for that ministry.
Thank you, sir. My next question is this, sir. Can we equate that particular scenario there to that of Jesus when Judas Iscariot? Because we knew in John 13, when Judas Iscariot, when Jesus was having his feast with them, then after that, God gave him a sop. Then Satan entered into him. Can we also equate that Satan, God also allowed that for the salvation of man?
Of course, he could have stopped it. It says in 1 Corinthians, I think chapter 2, he said, if the princes of this world had known who he is, he said, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. So, it is an agenda of God. He said, offenses shall surely come. But woe to that person through whom the offense will come. Remember, I said, it's not just about Judas. It's not just about Judas. Judas was described there in the Bible as a thief. He was also described as a devil. He said, have I not called 12, but one of you is a devil? That is, he was possessed of a spirit. And that spirit is not the spirit of betrayal. It is the love of money, the root of all evil. He loved money so that he can even sell his master to get money. And those same Judases are still in the church today. That for the love of money, they compromise the gospel so that they can make money. That's another Judas ministry. So, if God needs a lover of money to fulfill an assignment, Judas was readily available. So he said, do your ministry now. I know, go quickly. My time don't come. And immediately, he didn't understand what was going on. He didn't know. He was obsessed with money. He don't know how strong the spirit of money is. And so he went. It was to fulfill all scriptures. God bless. It is a script he was playing out.
Thank you, sir. So my last question, sir. Last question, sir. So my last question is, why in Revelation 12, now we find out that the devil or the Satan himself were called the serpent, the old serpent. Now, why is the devil taking up that particular name, the serpent?
It's a description. It's a description so that you always know the source and root of evil and how he came to man. That's God's way of putting it for your understanding. That's all.
Thank you, sir.
Church, can we stand up and clap our hands for Jesus? I say clap, 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 clap. I'm sorry. From Yenobua, there's a question coming. I'm sorry. Say shalom, pastor. Thank you for this new revelation. The message was well taken. Indeed, revelation is progressive. And God makes his children to follow the move. Shalom, brother Titus. Nese Kolisi Be, an online member from Yenobua. God bless you. Our prayer is, Lord, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth you have for me. Answer that prayer in the name of Jesus.